we're lucky enough to live near the Adirondacks where we can see a tree line. You know, I mean, a lot of people don't see a tree line ever, the place where trees don't grow anymore, that bare cap. But it makes me wonder why it's there at all. I mean, what's the difference between where the trees are and 20 feet away where the trees aren't?
Yeah, common sense would say, okay, you go higher up, it gets colder.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is cold up there for sure in the winter.
Yeah. But then you think about it, well, these same kinds of trees that you'd find up at that tree line where they're all stunted into that brushy Krumholz kind of thing, like spruces, firs, birches, you can find those growing at lower elevations. And in the Adirondacks, we'll get 20, 30 below in the winter. That's pretty cold.
So. Yeah, it's not that much colder down 50 feet from there.
So it actually seems there are actually a lot of factors that work against trees as they move up a slope like that, all in combination, finally just overwhelm them at a certain elevation. Probably the dominant problem is the temperature, but it has to do with summer temperatures, not so much in the winter, which doesn't sort of make sense.
Not just the heat.
Yeah, you think it'd be the heat, but it's actually, in the winter, trees have adaptations that let them handle extreme cold, so you can get, minus 80 degrees in Alaska or something and still survive with physiological changes in your tissues. So it's the length of the growing season in the summer that really determines if there's enough time for trees to repair themselves, make new shoots, and things like that during the few summer months without having a really hard frost.
Which I bet often there's not. I mean, I can imagine there's a frost on Mount Marcy any old time.
Yeah, you could have like light frost, let's say, but if you have a really heavy frost at night, especially like let's say in July or something like that, just by freak accident, the trees are not prepared for it. So the same ones that can handle an Adirondack winter at high elevation get basically cell damage and the growth can be killed off. So it's actually, people estimate, okay, you need about 2 months without heavy frost. So on average, roughly, you could say a tree line or timber line will be somewhere around the 50-degree Fahrenheit average temperature for midsummer.
That's not very warm, actually, when you think about it, is it? So, and then there's wind and all the other things. I mean, these trees, in the winter, there's snow and some protection and so on. But in the summer, they just get blasted.
Yeah, you get basically if there's sustained winds, like let's say on Mount Washington, the annual average wind speed is about 20 miles an hour if you average the whole year together. So these branches are whipping around, breaking off, so that's kind of tough on them. And then in the winter, you'll also have ice pellets. It's kind of sandblasting them and all, too. So, and in some habitats, they can actually dehydrate if it's warm and sunny in the winter, too. The roots are frozen. They can't replace the water in the vegetation, but water's being lost.
Right, and then there's the wind. You know, they strike me that you see these firs, they're bent over. They're like bonsai trees. You know, they've been so beaten back by the elements that they have, crouched down and gone along the ground, and they're stunted, and they're very beautiful, but very stressed out.
Yeah, some of them will actually grow horizontally, and trees like black spruce that will live up there can actually sprout new roots from branches that are lying on the ground. And so sometimes even these clumps of the Krumholz will actually creep slowly downwind over the years as the upwind side gets eroded away or ripped up by the winds or frost heaving. Then the downwind side is where the growth will happen, and the whole thing sort of slides along the ground.
Let me ask you this. Is the tree line moving up or down? I mean, is it advancing against the elements, or are the elements beating it back? Or is it... It's hard to imagine it would be just stationary. It's just because it's a part of the natural world and nothing ever stays the same, seems like.
Yeah, as climate changes, basically as the average temperatures, you could say, go up or down, so will the tree lines. But there can sometimes be interesting delays, like in the White Mountains, at least. It looks like the tree line with these small conifers is staying put, but it's not by making new seeds and growing again. It's just this vegetative stuff where the new roots are put down from the horizontal trunks and branches. So people speculate that actually several thousand years ago, after the last ice age, it was actually warmer and tree line was higher. the trees got there originally by seed production.
Uh-huh.
Then as the climate has been cooling the last 3,000 to 5,000 years, the real tree line probably would have dropped, but they're hanging on there.
They're just barely hanging
against
on.
The change just by vegetative reproduction.
Well, it's tough for them, but it's very beautiful there. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.